What's up, plant fam? Oh, it is so nice to be using my mic again. So nice to be uploading an episode again. Oh, it's been some time, which is not what I was expecting to do, was to take off this much time from recording an episode. Things got so insane. Like, when I say so insane, like really insane, especially towards the end of the semester for my school. Having to grade a whole ton of papers and projects all while getting ready for my finals and working. So I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I work at a florist. I think I had mentioned it before. And all having to grade everything plus study for my finals and like last minute exams and such like that all happened during Mother's Day, like around the time of Mother's Day. So at that point, I'm working almost a week to 2 weeks in a row. Granted, I had some days off because of classes, but I was working a butt ton while this was happening during Mother's Day. So lots of just like things happening. I was exhausting. And I also had to plant my research, set my research up. Everything is now in the ground. And I have two lovely interns that are helping me out with the project, so I'm very excited for that. But literally in a span of 2 weeks, at least within the last 2 weeks, everything happened all at once. So I've been planning to do bi-weekly episodes, but literally the last month and a half, I think it's been about that long since I posted last, has just been insane getting ready for everything. So luckily my finals are over. I have all my grades in, which I'm actually pretty proud of myself of how I did. So I'm really excited about that. And I just want to say it's school has been so much fun. I didn't think one that I would enjoy this side of horticulture. So my horticulture degree is going to be in urban horticulture, specifically rooftop agrivoltaics. And the plants currently in this project that I'm doing is all interested at looking at veg crop rather than the other side of horticulture, which usually leans into floriculture that my hobby is in. So it's been really interesting to see this side of horticulture, and it's been so much fun just getting to learn everything. Oh my God, it's been a blast. Speaking of my hobby, though, it has not been going well. It's been interesting the last couple of months in terms of me keeping plants. I think even though when I moved here, I significantly pared down my collection, I still think I might have had too much in my current life stage. At least a lot of plants that don't do too well with neglect. So a lot of my plants have died. I think I can bring some of them back, and I do plan on doing that now as like things are starting to settle down and I'm getting into summer and I'm going to have a little bit more free time. So I think I'm going to salvage what I can. When I say salvage, I really mean salvage. Luckily, my office right now has plants that I really care about. My bedroom has plants that I really care about. The ones in the living room, I do care about them, but not as much. And my cats have been terrors. My one cat has been a terror about it and has been knocking a lot of them down. So a lot of them are dead, just to flat out. A lot of them are dead. So I'm going to be just throwing out a lot of the dead stuff. Things that I know that are like dead and I can't revive. There's a few things out there still that I know that I can revive, so I'm going to do that. But a lot of things are dead. But hopefully soon enough, as I move into my new place next month, and I'm setting more of a rhythm for the summer, and I keep my collection at a nice controlled amount, because I think that was my issue. I still, like, as soon as I got here, I started buying more plants, and I didn't know what I was getting into, honestly, with school and everything. So I am gonna keep my collection at a nice small, more manageable size, just so I don't go insane, because between working, I added more shifts to work since I'll be off for the summer. Between working, my barbershop things, there's quite a fair few things that I'm doing this summer with my quartet and my research. It's going to be a lot of stuff, so I still want to keep my collection at a more manageable rate. So, sort of a blessing in disguise, I think. But today, on this, welcome back episode, I want to talk a little bit more about humidity. So, back early in this show, I did do an episode on humidity and why it's important and such. Now I'm going to go a little bit more in depth with that. I'm going to do a little bit more of a scientific episode on why humidity is more beneficial and why it never hurts to have more humidity around your plants. In order to talk about humidity, let's talk a little bit about the properties of water. It has a very high specific heat. There is a high heat of vaporization, which basically means the when turning liquid into vapor, which has a pronounced cooling effect when water is turned into a liquid, into a vapor, I should say. There's a high heat of fusion. It is transparent to visible light radiation, but it's basically opaque at longer wavelengths, which means it's also a good absorber of heat. It's got a high surface tension, which is going to be really important as to what we're going to be talking about today. High density with a maximum density at 4 degrees Celsius, which is not at freezing point. And if you think about it, ice floats, right? So when water reaches 0 degrees Celsius, the structure is turned more into a crystalline structure, which then creates more airspace in the solid mass, which then floats on top of water. And in winter, if you're looking at a lake or a pond or anything like that, usually the warmer water is going to be at the bottom of the body of water. And that's because at 4 degrees Celsius, that's when water is going to be at its densest and will sink and all the ice will float. Water is a good solvent, and water also has a high dielectric constant, which basically means it has the ability to neutralize attraction between electrical charges. So water is a very interesting thing that basically our entire life is dependent on, right? So when we're talking about humidity specifically, one that is more of a gas form of water, but the reason why humidity is so beneficial is due to one thing, which is water potential. So water potential is the potential energy of water per unit volume relative to what is called pure water. Basically, pure water would be there's nothing in it but H2O. Water potential quantifies the tendency of water to move from one area to another due to things like osmosis, gravity, mechanical pressure, and matrix effects like capillary action. Basically, it means water potential is the potential for water to move from one place to another. Now, there's a lot of things that sort of impede this process of water moving from one place to another, and those are totally different other potentials, but today we're only talking about water potential. So now that we sort of have that idea in mind, why water is so interesting and all the things that it does and what water potential is, let's talk about how water moves through a plant. Most of us know this, right? So it goes from, in the most basic terms, it goes from the roots up the stem through the conductive tissue, mostly the xylem, and up through the leaves, then is then transpired out through the stomata. But how does this actually happen? It sort of defies the laws of gravity, if you think about it, or at least the theory of gravity. Water is being is taken from the ground up, right? Through the plant, which defies gravity. So there's one theory, the cohesion tension theory, which was suggested by Hals, Sachs, and Strasburger. There's cohesion in the xylem tissue. So water in columns under tension is held together by cohesion. And water in capillary-sized xylem, so really, really tiny-sized xylem, rises, and water adheres to the hydrophilic cell walls. So as the water starts to cling to the cell walls in the capillary xylem, the hydrophilic nature of the cell wall sort of helps draw the water up. then uptake of water from the soil. The negative water potential is transferred to root cells and water is taken up from the soil, and the root hairs increase the area of the absorbing surface. Generally speaking, when we're talking about water potential, it's usually in a negative sign, not a positive sign. And I'm talking like, you know, negative numbers versus positive numbers. So usually it is negative. But the really more poignant part of the theory is that transpiration is the driving force. So transpiration is done through the sun. When light essentially is on the leaves, that sort of starts the process of transpiration. Transpiration from leaves occurs because of the much lower potential in the air. This creates a lower potential in the cell walls of the leaves and the cell protoplasts. So when the potential in the leaves start to lower, that sort of helps drive water up to bring water into the leaves. So why would humidity specifically then be incredibly beneficial? In a dry area, right? The air itself, the potential in the air is going to be incredibly low. Which then, if you're thinking about, you know, osmosis, water in a specific density is going to try and basically go into another area to sort of even out the density, if you will. Think like diffusion as well. Diffusion and osmosis are similar. Osmosis specifically talks about water, and diffusion basically everything else. So if you were to spray a bottle of perfume on one end of the room, that is going to diffuse through the air throughout the room and fill up the room in an even manner. That's basically what happens with water. If the water potential in the leaf is going to be higher than the air, that basically draws out the water through the stomata into the air. Now, if you create a more humid environment, what you're basically doing is increasing the water potential surrounding the outside of the plant, specifically the leaves. Now, this then slows down the rate of transpiration. Because if the water potential on the outside of the leaf starts to get closer to the water potential in the inside the leaf, that basically means that the leaf doesn't have to expend as much energy or transpire to create sort of that equilibrium, if that makes sense. So that slows down the process of drawing water from the soil through the roots all the way up. So that is why humidity is beneficial for us, especially for people in the houseplant community, because that means it requires less watering on our end, and which means then, you know, we don't have to dote on our plants that often. And it's really good for those of us who are incredibly busy to increase the humidity for that specific reason. So what we're trying to do basically is just to tell the plant, you need to slow down on taking up so much water. So I am going to create this humid environment for you, so the potential between the leaf and the air is close enough that the transpiration rate slows down and the plant doesn't take as much water up. So that's why when people go on trips or take vacations, especially if you go on any of the Facebook groups, a lot of people ask this, you know, I'm going away, I don't want someone watering my plants because I feel like they might water them wrong. Do you have any suggestions? A lot of people tend to say, group them together, put them like in the bathroom or something, and like put a bucket of water or something, or make sure like your humidifier is running, stuff like that. Because what you're doing is you're slowing down the rate in which plants take water up. So that specifically, and more on a scientific note, is why humidity is incredibly beneficial for plants. Now, a lot of the houseplants themselves also just grow in more humid environments. I mean, especially nowadays with growers being pretty much everywhere, these environments, though, are specifically controlled, right? They're usually grown in greenhouses. And these environments are calibrated to be sort of the ideal environment that these plants were originally from. So we can't really do that in our homes unless you have your own automated greenhouse. So we do our best by adding in drip trays with pebbles on it, adding in humidity through a humidifier, grouping our plants together so they can create their own little microclimate, stuff like that. So it's what they're used to. Obviously, you can train your plants to not need as much water, or you could just choose plants that don't really need that much water to begin with. Things like cacti and succulents and things that are adapted to less water environments. That is one way to do it. But if you have big leafy foliage that some of us really do enjoy, adding in the humidity to slow down the rate in which they'll transpire and use up water is going to help you keep your plants nice and healthy and alive for the long run, basically. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's been one that's on my mind. When I first learned it in class, I was like, wait a second, this is going to be something good to sort of tell people as to why we use humidity. We all know why humidity is important, but I don't think a lot of us know like the purely scientific nature of it, of like why specifically water runs up and why we use humidifiers. We just know that it's good for them, right? So I thought this would be interesting. I'm sort of trying to come up with things that are sort of more scientific, things that I'm learning in class, as well as obviously just fun bits of content for you guys. So if you have any suggestions, you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. You can also send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com, and go ahead and drop your suggestions, maybe things that you want to learn and that I possibly have learned and can convey them through the show. Check out the merch shop and check out anchor.fm/theplantnook to find other ways to support the show. I'm hoping to be back on a more regular basis. We'll see. I think I'll be able to. A lot of it now is going to be trying to come up with more ideas. I'm still probably going to try and keep it at bi-weekly episodes, because just I have a lot more with work. And fun thing about work, I'm actually going to start taking up shifts in the greenhouse as well, so I can also talk about my experiences working in a greenhouse. So I'm really, really excited for that. Plus research, my current research right now, and also my barbershop stuff. But that's it for this week, and I hope to share more with you next time. I'm so glad to be back. Bye, guys. Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.